is Machlekes Hatanoim in the Mishnah Bava Kama and Daf Mem Dal and Amud Beis about Shor Hamidbar, means a Shor Shal Hefker Shaharga Sa'odah. So Rabbi Yehuda holds we paskin that the Shor is Chay Bisi. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds that the Shor Hefker Shaharga Sa'odah is not Chay Bisi. It's a famous Mishnah. They tell the story that the Baba Boss came to Shul. He was learning Mishnah because he had yards. He came to Shul, came across a Mishnah that talks about a Shor that knows how to speak. He thought it meant Shor Hamadabah, because the Mishnah is not Hamadabah. So the Balabatim are making fun of him. They say that Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, knew what his mistake was. He knew that he read this Mishnah wrong. Shor Hamidbah, he thought that it's Shor Hamadabah. Anyway, that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim writes that when you kill the Shor Aniska for killing a person, it's an onish to the Bala Shor. It's not an onish to the Shor. The Shor doesn't. The Shor is not a bar onshin, not a bar chiyuvim. Ramban Achumish and Parshas Noyach and Pasuk Niyat Kol Chaya Ed Mishena quotes the Rambam from the Mor Nevuchim and he disagrees and he says if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shor Hefker Shor Gesadam is potter from Nisa, then it would make sense to say like the Rambam that it's a punishment to the Bala Shor. So if there is no Bala Shor, so you don't kill the Shor. But we pass from Shor Hefker Shor Gizchai Mesa, so you see it's a punishment to the Shor. Either Shor is a lot by Das, a lot by Ronshin. So the Ramban says that after the Mabul, that Noach saved all the behemoths in the Teva, so all the behemoths understand they have to have a Hakoras HaTayv to human beings, because we saved them in the Mabul, and at Kedei Kach they do have Seichel. If they don't have enough Seichel, you should tell them not to eat Machos HaSuris, and not to be Machal Shabbos, not to do other things, but to have enough Seichel not to kill the human being that they do have. So that's, so it's an Einish, sure. That's how the Ramban writes on Chumash. So Rav Soloveitchik understood that that's the basis, that Ramban in this Mishnah in Bava Kama, that's the basis of the Machlokes HaTanaim over here. Shisabas HaKelev, Shisabas HaNochash, Hishach Bois HaNochash is a Machlokes HaBuda and the Chachamim. Whether the one who's Mashach the Nochash is God. So the Gemara says the last few lines before the Mishnah, and Ein Chesam and Bit Gomeralu, if you think about it, you'll come to the realization that the Machlokes HaBuda and the Rabbanan is, but the Eretz Nochash, then Shinovu I made, Eretz Nochash may Atzmahu make. What does it mean? So it means like this. If a person murders, not be a dive, he doesn't choke someone to death, he shoots a bullet, he throws a knife at him. It's also chayv nisa. If a person gets an animal to kill someone else, do you consider the person the murderer, or do you consider the animal the murderer? So Ramban says on Chumash, if an animal kills, the animal is punished. The animal is the murderer. So you don't say the animal is a kli which the person used in order to kill. The animal is the murderer. So the animal is chayv nisa, the person is not. Let's say the animal doesn't have any b'chira chavshes, like the Gemara distinguishes between chavshe lefnei ari potter, lefnei itushin chayiv. Why does Rabbah distinguish? So Pashup Shat is like this. The Pasuk says that if a shor kills an adam, is chayiv nisa. Does it only apply to a shor? So the Gemara in Brachas quotes it's a Mishnah in, here's a Mishnah, in Adius. Mishnah Nadius quotes that one Tana gave Adius on five different things. And one of them was that he remembered that a shor was niskal be Yerushalayim, a tarnagol was niskal be Yerushalayim because tarnagol was harga sa'ad. So Rashi says there, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama, that it doesn't really say this in Bava Kama. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, then he gave the five other deal. And even though it says in the Chumash Shor, you learn that Shor Mi Sinai, and his lapdav Kishor, it applies to Behema Chai B'yoyf. So that's good. A Tarnagol Shor, because Adam has B'chira Chavshis, and the Tarnagol deserves an Anish Misa, the way the Ramban said. What if it's Yitushin? Ants? Ants also have enough Seichel to understand not to kill a person. And that's where Rabbah distinguishes. He says, no, Yitushin... Yitushin are ants. They don't have seichel. There's no din of shor shahargis ha'adam by little shvatzim, by little bugs. Kopsel of Ne'ari Potter, because the Ari did the Ritzicha. So you can't say the person used the Ari as a weapon. The Ari did the Ritzicha Tzadok. Chumash says in Parsha Shara Nisko that the Ari is considered, it's considered a Ritzicha. Hashem came to Pnei Yitushin, it's Ne'im Achai V'yoyim. But it doesn't apply to little ants. So then the ants are, according to Rava, the ants are considered a weapon with which the person succeeded killing the other person. So that's Lasari the Machleg Zabud and the Rabbanon over here. If you sick the, if you hishach poes hanochash, I get the nochash to bite someone. So, Rebuta holds that the nochash didn't have any bechira chavshis over here. Nochash didn't have the choice. Eris nochash ben shina v'ayndi. So the eris is there, and when you get the nochash to bite the person, you using the nochash as a weapon. The nochash is not chayv nisa. It didn't do a ritzicha. It's like yitushin. It didn't do the ritzicha. Eris nochash ben shin v'aymed, the eris is there, and you are the retzech, you use the nochash, and the chachamim poitrim, because the chachamim hold, no, eris nochash miyatzmo meki. You encourage the nochash, and the nochash did the retzech. So the nochash used its p'chir chavshis to do retzech. So the nochash is the retzech. There's such a tesis in Bava Kama, and Davov and Aleph. Gemara has a din there. The Mishnah says Abravus Nezikin, and then it says Atzara Shavu Shabbat. So the Gemara explains that there are Nezikin that are learned that from Atzara Shavu. It's not straight Bor, it's not straight Eish, it's not straight Odom, it's a combination of Atzara Shavu of a few. So the Gemara says Bor HaMizgalgal Baragli Odom of Ragla Behem. So that's Atzara Shavu. So the Gemara says, what's the case? So if a person leaves a heavy package in the street on a highway, and behemoths go by, behemoths don't have sechel, cars go by, so people driving cars are supposed to drive around the package, a small package, so they go over the package. So behemoths are going on the highway, so the behemoths go, so they don't have sechel, so they kick, the package keeps on rolling. So if someone left a package at a place where behemoths will go, where cars will go, and then it's a mizgalgal beragle behemah, beragle adam, ragle behemah, shaloibim, people are walking with shaloibim miskavim, and it rolls, so then the one who left the package is the adam amazik, and that's a kar chacham yorabai, like a person leaves an eish, the kar chacham yorabai sends it and makes a hezek somewhere. So here, the kar chacham yorabai is that it's mizgalgal beragle adam of ragle behemah. But what if a person leaves a package in the Shusarab, and then people are walking, and then they kick the package and it hits someone in the head and it hurts them. So Tesis writes of Davav and Miral, they have two girsas in the Gemara. So one girsa says, Ad kedei kach, he says, Ein dakam shel ben yodam. People don't pay attention when they walk in the street, Ad kedei kach, that they kick something and it flies up and hits someone in the head. That guy's an Adam Amazi. The one who kicked it is an Adam Amazik. So you don't say the first guy, you don't say he's a Korech Acham Yorboi, and the Hezek relates to the one who left the package there. If the second one is a Retzech, or the second one is a Mazik, or the second one is a Retzech on his own, so you don't say he serves as a Korech Acham Yorboi to the first one. But whenever the second one, he's just walking, he's not paying attention, and the thing is Mizgalgal, and it rolls to another location, and someone trips on it over there. So then the fact that the person Shaloi B'Mizgavin kicked it, and Behemoth kicked it Shaloi B'Mizgavin, so that serves as a Korach Acham Yorboi to be Mechayiv the first person who left it there. That's a Bor HaMizgalgal. It's a Tzad HaShavah from Bor information. So if the one, like the same is over here, if the second one who did it is a Behemoth Chayiv Yov, not Yitush, Behemoth Chayiv Yov, Nochosh is questionable. If you can say this, the behemah who did the ritzich is called the ritzeach, then the first one is, you don't say that the behemah is a koch acham yorabai, and the first one is also chayim, the adam who sent the behemah is also chayim din ritzeach. No, the behemah is the ritzeach. The nochesh is the ritzeach. But if the nochesh didn't have p'chir rachavshis, or it's yitushim, they don't have p'chir rachavshis. So then I say the nochesh, but the yitushim are koch acham yorabai, and the adam who sick the animal on the other guy, he's chai medin. That's how Tesis quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama. Tesis the Maschah Soif Chamol. Okay. Imam Rabbi Kama has a makalik Rabbi Yechonon Mishlokish. That the isha mishum chitzav or isha mishum aman. So the Gemara says everybody agrees that isha mishum aman. There are cases that it's kol lo chitzav. A person makes a fire, and there are brick walls, and the fire can't travel. At the time he made the fire, there were walls containing the fire, it's not shot that he should go at. And then somehow someone, the government, put some dynamite, and they knocked down the walls for some purpose or another. And then, after he made the fire, which was contained within the walls, then the walls collapse. So the Gemara says, that's called a lo chitza. It's only going to be chitza up until the walls. After the walls, at the back of the kibbutz, isha mishum amono. So then it'll depend if the one who made the fire is standing there and he sees the way the government people use dynamite and they knock down the walls and I made the fire and it'd be chalti to put out the fire, so they will be Isha Mishum Amon. But in that case it won't be Isha Mishum Chitza. So the Isha Mishum Amon, that the Gemara says they all agree. And Isha Mishum Chitza, sometimes we pass them like Rabbi Yochanan, sometimes Isha Mishum Chitza, sometimes not. This is claims that if you learn the Gemara, in Baba Kama and Alpha Beis, the Inyan Nisa, the third line in the Tosfos Seif Amalavai, the Inyan Nisa Nami Mechadin Aishim Mishum Chitzav Kin Muchach B'Ketzer HaRega. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, Periketzer HaRega. That Aishim Mishum Chitzav is a Din Kola Tarakula. It's not restricted only to Nizikin. It's not a Machleg Zav Yechon Aish Lokish in the Din of Aish, that is one of the obvious Nizikin, is a Chayav, the Torah's Nizikin, Mishum Chitzav Amamon. Rabbi Yechon Shaitim Shem Chitzav is a dinner called a Tarkula, even by Ritzicha. Now, Velvel HaSolovetchik suggests a different shot, and then he gets so excited, he comes to Kedush Aran, and this doc presents that other shot, and the Bir Agro has like that, the Bir Agro claims that according to the Ramam Shita, Isha Mishum Chitzav is only a dinner in Hilkos Mazik. It's not a dinner called a Tarkula, only by Mazik. But Tosfos assumes that. Tosfos, the Poshup shot in the market for the Rego, that Isha Mishum Chitzav is a dinner called a Tarkula. So Tosfos suggests in the last few lines in the Tosfos, two lines from the end of the Tosfos, what if a person made a fire over here, and the fire will only travel, to, and there's someone tied up, someone is sick and dead, he can't move, and the fire will only travel there if the Ruach Mitzuyah brings it. If there's no Ruach Mitzuyah, there's no Ruach at all, then the fire will not travel over there. So Tosfos suggests, Ve'esh nami shelo himisa ela b'ruach mitzuyah patam imisa. But they think Isha Mishum Chitzav, they suggest Isha Mishum Chitzav is only if it travels without any Koyach Acher, travels without the wind. But if you need the wind to bring it, that's their suggestion. That's their suggestion if they had to answer Kashas. Well, that was one teretz in Tosfos. And maybe Isha Mishum Chitzav, just like in the case of Kol Lo Chitzav, it's only Isha Mishum Amono, the Tosfos makes a suggestion maybe if you need the Ruach to cause the Eish to make the Hezek to kill a person, maybe that's only Isha Mishum Amono. So on the side of the Gemara, they have the Mashal, made the Hagoyah, that it should be if the Eish Eivisa, Beruach She'ena Mitzuyah. So the Marshal quotes the Marshal. I said, why did he correct it to Rosh Eina Mitzuyah? Rosh Eina Mitzuyah, you're not even Chayim and Nizikin? What if they only say you're not Chayim Shem Mitzicha? You're not Chayim Nizikin either, it's Rosh Eina Mitzuyah. So the Marshal thinks the correct Yirsa should be the Rosh Mitzuyah, the way it's printed in the Tosfos. But the only time you say Yishim Mishum Chitza is if you didn't need the Ruach. If the Eish will travel on its own. He made a fire over here, it's near the curtains are near wood, and the wood is near the bed, and the bed is near other curtains. One thing needs to know, that without any wind, but if you need a koyach, another force to take over later on, Tosfos makes a suggestion, the last two lines, maybe that's only Isha Mishum Amon. In this story, part of this story is that there was a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chavav, and Aleph. There is a machlokes hatanaim. How are you kind of behem agasa? So we paskin, you can kind of behem agasa yidei mishicha. And one Tana says you need hagbo. So the Gemara says hagbo. How can you lift up an elephant? How can you make hagbo? So the Gemara gives one suggestion yidei chavila is meiris. What do you mean chavila is meiris? So Tosfos says two pshatim. The one pshat was, there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, where the Hagbon needs Gimel Tvach, and Hagbon needs Tef. So Rashi says you need gimel tefachim, unless the gimel tefachim is going to be lower, it's considered as if you never picked it up. Tosfos says I've lost that, that's sufficient. There's a Gemara in Erev and says, when you make this chia by Yerubi Chatzeres, I make an Erev every year before Pesach for the people in my building that they should be allowed to carry. So the Gemara says, I buy a box of matzahs and I give it to my neighbor, and the neighbor picks it up at Tefach. But according to Rashi, you should have to pick it up three tefachim. So don't you see Tefach as enough? So Tosfos argues with Rashi, and they say Tefach. Tosfos defends Rashi, maybe since the whole need for Eruvi Chatzeris is only with the Rabbanah, so maybe they would make all that is enough for the Tefach. Other Rishonim give, other Goyim give a different answer, that Hakbos Tefach is not talking about I bought the matzahs, about it in Mezaku Shutfus to the other Shemeshavs in the building. No. You have to pick it up three Tvachim to be Zoycha. It's talking a case, everybody gave their own challah. I have a big box, and all of the, we have 100 tenants in the building, and they're going to leave the air of my apartment, so the other 99 Shomer Shabbos who live in the building, each one brings a matzah, or a pas shlema, a little challah, and we put it in a big box, that's the Eruv Chatzeres. So you don't need any kinyonim, but the Goyim say you have to pick it up at Tefach to declare this is the Eruv. Mishnah Berurah quotes such a shita. We usually assume not like that shita. That's quite a chum. We assume you only have to pick it up at Tefach to be kind of shutfus on behalf of the others if I paid for the matzahs. But if everybody gave their own matzah, everybody gave their own pashlema, then you don't need a maisa hakboa for a CSA. Just make a declaration. Let's say when you make a ruve tafshilu, you have to pick it up at Tefach. Just make a declaration. The food is there of tafshilin for the cook and Yom Tov Shabbos. According to these Goyim, whenever you make an Erev, you always have to pick it up at Tefach and say, this is the Eruv Chatzeres. Okay, so this is a machlokes where the Hakboa is a Tefach at Tefach. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana, that we don't, we pass can be kind of Behem Agasa bin Mashiach. According to the Tana Reb Shimon, you can only be kind of Behem Agasa by the Hakboa. So the Gemara says, how are you cutting an elephant? How are you going to do hakbar an elephant? So the Gemara says, chavil is maris. So what does it mean? So the simple pshat is you make a pile either at tefach tall or three tefachim tall, and you get the elephant to climb up on top of the pile. So you did a hakbar tefach a gimel tefach by pulling the animal, or by whistling to the animal comes. The Gemara says, oh, chavdesan, chavdesan, kidushna, kore lo behibo. If you give me permission to be kohen, you have the hamlet by Meshicha, and I whistle to the animal comes towards me, so that's called Meshicha also. So here also, I get the elephant to climb up on top of the Chavila's Meiras, so that's the Hagbah and I'm kohen. Then there's, of course, the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam obviously never saw an elephant, so he didn't know elephants can jump. So he thinks that pshat is, if you wait, why did Gemara say Chavila's Meiras? Because elephants like to eat Zmairis. They like to eat branches of wood. He quotes a Gemara somewhere. So you wave the Chavila Zmairis on top of the elephant. The elephant will jump up either at Tefach or at Tefachim. The elephants can't even jump at Tefach. So he, okay, Rabbeinu Meshulam never saw. So he says, that'll constitute a Kinyan Hakbor. If I cause the elephant to jump up, that's considered a Kinyan Hakbor. Why? Kochacham Yoreboi. The Gemara says on Chavdeis on Beis, if you have an Ebed Kanaini, so Evik Naini is Dina Kikarka, but in fact it is Metaltala. So the Gemara says, you can be kind of, if someone has an Evik Naini and want to sell it to me, I can be kind of the Evik Naini either with Kinyani Karka or with Kinyani Metaltala. Because Labanim Hukshah the Karka is a Kinyani Karka work. But in Metzias it's a Dabaha Metaltala, so Kinyani Metaltala work also. So I can be kind of an Evik Naini with Meshicha. But what kind of Meshicha? So the Gemara says that the Evik Naini is tied up, and I pulled him, so then it's called Meshicha. But if I tell the Evik Naini, walk over here, come towards me, the Gemara says, that's not good. The Gemara says, why is it different from Behemah? If you give me permission to be kind of your Behemah, then Meshicha, I whistle to the Behemah walks towards me, that's Meshicha. So if I tell the Evik Naini, walk towards me, why isn't that Meshicha? So the Gemara says, no, the Behemah doesn't have Seichel. So the Behemah is considered a Koyach HaChem Yoreboi. I got the behemoth to work. So Koach Achmirabo, the Meiser relates to me. It's considered I did the Meshicha. But an Evik Naini, it depends. If the Evik Naini is a little baby, he doesn't have enough Seichel to understand anything. So then if I tell a baby, walk towards me, so then it's like a behemoth. So then I am, it's considered Koach Achmirabo. But if the Evik Naini is an adult, I tell him, walk towards me. So the Evik Naini makes a conscious decision. I better walk towards him because he's going to be my new owner. If I'm going to rub him the wrong way, he's going to give me a hard time. So the Eved Kanani makes a decision, has Pchira Chavshis to decide. A little Eved doesn't have any Seichel. Eved Katna has no Seichel. So Eved Katna is like a behemoth, the Gemara says, so Kori Lov Hubo is my Mashiach. Relates to me. But if he's an adult Eved Kanani, and he makes a conscious decision to walk towards me because of a whole political consideration, so then that Mashiach doesn't relate to me. So there's a famous kasha that the Ktzeis HaChoshen asks. In Choshen Mishpat, the Ktzeis HaChoshen is bothered with the kasha. It's in Reishain Gimel. See if you're Gimel. So yes, the kasha, there's a Gemara, Machikim, Tzudas Adag, Men Adag, Kimelo, Ritzas Adag. The fishermen used to leave nets in the river, and they used to leave bait, they used to leave dead fish, and the other, they used to leave dead fish as bait, so the other fish would see the dead fish, they would swim towards the fish, and then they would get trapped in the net. So the Gemara says, Marchikim, if you want to go fishing, you have to be Marchik from his net. Another fisherman first set up nets with bait, so you're not allowed to trap fish right near him. That's not right. You're ruining his parnos. Since he came first, you're not allowed to be mevatel his parnos. So the Gemara says it's not a nisa deraisa. It's a din derabon. It's a din derabon. But since he came first, it's not right. So the Tzoyis is bothered with Akasha. If Tzoyis says, if I cause an animal to walk towards me. The Gemara said, if I cause an animal to walk towards me, so the Mashiach relates to me, because the animal doesn't have seichel. I'll die to the Mora because I whistle to the animal that walks towards me. And if I get the elephant to jump, I get an animal to jump up, that's called my hakbor. So the Tzoy says to Kasha, if I leave the dead fish, the bait, in the net, and other fish swim, see it, and they swim towards it, or they swim up, so let that be Mashiach or hakbor. So why does Igmara say it's not proper to ruin the other guy's parnasa? Because he spent time, effort, energy, laid out money, he put bait, and he put the nets there and so on, so it's a violation of being masik bull in the other guy's parnasa. That's the whole mocker for the whole din of Hasagas bull on parnasa. And it says, sometimes it'll be a din deraisa. He was kind of b'mshicha b'hagba. Since the other fish smelled the fish and he saw it, and they swam sideways, or they swam up. If they swim down, that's not called Akbar. But if they swim up, or they swim sideways, so let it be Mashiach, let it be Akbar. So the Tzoy says, Anachanami, he thinks that sometimes it'll be Derais. So the Nesivim says he thinks that that's a mistake. The only time the Gemara says, on the base on the base in Kiddushin, Korel of the Hibor, if I whistle to the animal comes towards me. If I wave ice cream on top, I wave cherries, berries on top, and the animal jumps up, the Hagbor relates to me, Koach Achim Rabba relates to me. That's only if the Koach Achim Rabba picks, is doing it simultaneously with my Maisa, or does it immediately, it begins right after my Maisa. I'm waving the berries on top, and the animal is jumping up while I'm holding the berries. Or I whistle to the animal comes immediately. But if I leave bait, then I go take a nap. I leave the nets, and I leave the bait, and I go take a nap. And after, well, I'm there, the fish are going to run away. And then after I walk away and I go take a nap, then the fish starts swimming over. So if the Koyach Acha doesn't pick up immediately following my Maisa, then it doesn't relate to me. And that's where Rav Chaim writes the same in his Sefer and Hilchos Shchein about a different aspect. And he says that's exactly what the Gemara says over here. If Koso Bechamo, I tie the fellow up in the sun, and the sun is beating on him already. Kofsa b'tzina, it's already beginning to freeze him to death. So the koach acher, I harness the koach acher, I tie the guy up in the sun, and already began while I was doing my myself tying him up. Kofsa b'chama. So then, the koach acher but relates back to me. So chama love, I tie him up now, and the chama didn't begin to attack him yet. The tzina didn't begin to harm him yet. So the Koach Acher didn't begin till after I walked away, then the Koach Acher Mirba does not relate back to me. So that's not considered my mice. So that's basically, Tosis was bothered with Akasha. Tosis assumed that Isha Mishum Chitzo This is an Ishim Shemchitza, not like the Bia Rav Rosh Seder Kohen for the Ramah, then a so-called only a local din in the Zika. So the Ran also, Gadol HaSalvechi, quotes the Chedusha, Ran and Ardaf, like the Ramah, that it's only a local din in Hilchas Nezika. The Tosis assumes that Yishim Shemchitza is a din in Kol HaTarakula. When you have a Koch Achmav relates to me, and I'm even Chayim Nisim Mitam Ratzel. So Tosis was bothered with Akasha, Akom by Shchita. The Gemara says, if I left a knife on the rooftop, and then the wind blows, a rook mitzuya blows, and the knife falls down, and it happens to be a chicken walking by, and it happens to adon a shchita, so the Gemara says that it's no good. If not lo sakin, it's no good. If he pilohu, if he threw the knife, even though he wasn't miskaven at all to cut the neck of the chicken, so that's a machloek yisatanan, where the shchita tzirchit tabanah, he passed from shchita in a tzirchit tabanah. This is right there in Chula. Nobody holds that Shechita needs Kabbana Lahatir Bachila. No, Machlokes HaTanaim only is they need Kabbana's Chaticha Simonim. So we pass, they don't even need that. Let's say a person's throwing a knife to hit a target. He's throwing a knife to hit a target on the wall. He doesn't realize at all that there's a chicken. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. And a chicken walks by and it turns out that it did a Shechita Kshera. So we would pass him that that's good. But that's only because he pila. Who? What if not Lameleh? So then it's no good. The place is bothered with Akasha. Why? If you say Ishim Ishim Chitza, and I left something on the rooftop, and then the Ruch Mitzuya comes later on, so why shouldn't you consider that there should be Ishim Ishim Chitza? There should be Ishim Ishim Chitza. So it's my Maisa and Kala Terakuda. So Taisis suggests a few Terutza. So they suggest one teretz. In lo nechalek b'shchita, unless we'll say that shchita is different. It's around six lines from the bottom of the test, six, seven lines from the bottom. Lo nechalek b'shchita, unless we'll say that shchita is different. Why is shchita different? Because the Gemara says shchita needs kerach gavra. So they're suggesting that maybe kerach gavra is something over and above ma'isa hod. Ishim Yishem Chitzov, it's Maisav Adam. But Shchit is different because you need Kerach Gavra. Then they say, V'loi Mistaba L'chalek. Why? Because not only do you need, if you say Kerach Gavra something over and in addition to Maisav Adam, so Ritzeach also needs Kerach Gavra. There are three cases in the Gemara where the Gemara distinguishes between Kerach Rish and Kerach Sheni. So one is Yitilis Yadayim, and one is Shchita, and one is Ritzicha. If you picked up the dam and the water flows, if it's Kerach Sheni, so you're not Kerach Nisi. So Tosi says, in Lo Nechalek B'Shchita, maybe we'll say Yishim Mishim Chitzov is Maisa Ha'odam, Chitzov in Kala Torkula, but maybe it's not enough to be called Kerach Gavra. Maybe Kerach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'odam, and then they don't accept it, they don't like it. V'loi Mistaba L'chalek, Kibnapinu Nisa, Gavmin Amin Mamad. If you hold that it's called Ritzicha, Ritzicha also needs Kerach Gavra. You say Kerach Sheni is not Chai by Ritzicha. There is room to distinguish to say Kerach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Adam, but you can't split between Ritzicha and Shchita. Shchita, the Gemara says, need Kerach Gavra. Ritzicha also needs Kerach Gavra. So Tosis comes with the suggestion, the only time you say Ishim Ishim Chitzov is if the wind is blowing at the time that I put it on top of the rooftop. So the wind, the Ruch Mitzuya is blowing there. But it's going to be Sof Chama Lover, Sof Tzina Lover, Sof HaRuch Lover. The Ruch comes later. I put it on top of the rooftop, then the wind comes later. It's a Ruch Mitzuya. By the time that I put it, the wind is blowing. So then that's what the Nesiva says. Sof Chama Lover. You don't say Yishim Mishim Chitza. That was the other answer that Tosis gave. If the wind comes later, that's like the Nesiva. So if the wind comes later, then you can't say Yishim Mishim Chitza. There is an interesting thesis in Bava Kamma, and Avdalit on the base, the Gemara is discussing what is the Pirush HaMilas of Mave. So it's a Machlokes Rav Shmuel, whether Mave is a Ho'adam, or Mave is a Hashem. So the Gemara says, where did the word Mave come from? So they had to dig up Pesukim from Tanakh. The difficult Pesukim is very strange, very strange. There's a Me'iri there. And that Gemara, the Miri asked the Kasha, how can there be a Machlokes Rav Shmuel? They're both learned by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi taught them Shor Bor Mave Hever. What did he say? Mave is Ha'od, Mave is Hashem. What did he say? So the Miri gives a very interesting answer. He gives a suggestion. this is really relevant to many Gemaras, but there's Machlokes Rav Shmuel about the Pirush Hamilus and the Mishnah. So what did Rabbi Yudah Hanasi? They both learned, they were classmates. What did Rabbi Yudah Hanasi say when he taught? So the Miri makes a suggestion. He thinks there must have been an old tradition, Abravus and Zikin, and there were two versions of the tradition, where they count Adam as one of the Abravus and Zikin, and Shor Bar Mother have a Shor means all three, Karen Shemir Ego. Or Adam is not included, Abravus and Zikin, Aniske Maman, and Mabe Zehash and Shane. One is Shane and one is Karen. So he says, maybe Rabbi Yudah Hanasi picked this awkward word mave, which is a lishna de mishtamala trein ampin, based on psukim in Tanakh. It can have the connotation of Adam in Tavai and Bayu. It can have the connotation of Shane based on various psukim. So maybe there was an old tradition, Abravus Nezikin, and there were two versions of what the tradition was. So Rabbi Yudah Hanasi picked the word that can satisfy either tradition. Machlokes Rav Shmuel was, which tradition makes more sense to them? They both admitted that Rabbi Yudah Hanasi had said both versions. And they argued which one makes more sense. It's negated to other Gemaras also. So the Gemara raises a question. We're not so sure what the word Mabah means. Maybe Mabah is a Hamayim. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya. The Mabah has the connotation of water. The Gemara says, no, Mabah is not Mayim. It's just a toss-up whether Mabah is a Hodim or Mabah is a Hashem. So Tosis asks, what do you mean, Mabah is a Hamayim? What do you mean? A person leaves a puddle of water, someone slips in the water, so it's bar? And if a person is shooting water at someone, he breaks his glasses, so it's Adam HaMazir, Koichai. And if it's Koich Sheinig, then he's Pata. So Manam Shap, what kind of Mabah is a Hamayim? Either it's Adam, or it's Pata, Koich Koichai, Koich Sheinig, or it's bar, whatever, everything is covered already. The Tosis says, according to the Havamina, that they thought there's a Hamayim, so they thought maybe it's a Chiddush, that Kerach Sheni is also there. So the Chazon Ish has a comment on that Tosis, on Bava Kamma, and that Dav Dalet of the days. He says, Tosis is saying a fantastic Chiddush. The Gemara only has in three places in Shas that Kerach Sheni doesn't count. The Gemara has it by Shchita and by Ritzicha, and by the Tilis Yadayim. These are the three cases where you need Kerach Gavri. And the Pashtus is Kerach Gavri is not identical with Maisa Ha'odah. Kerach Gavri means something over and above Maisa Ha'odah. Like Tosis suggested it. And Meloi Nachalak B'Shchita, we can argue the point and say that Shchita needs something, maybe Shem Shem Chitza doesn't call it Tarkula, except for Shchita, because Shchita needs Kerach Gavri, which is something over and above Maisa Ha'odah. Veloi Mistabel Nachalak, because Vitzich also needs Kerach Gavri. And if the simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Chabeis is that even the Gabi Ritzicha, he says Yishem Mishem Chitza, so the Gabi Shchita should be the same. Shchita is not more common than Ritzicha, they both need Kerach Gavri. But Tosis recognizes that there is room to distinguish between Maisa Ha'odam, which is a lower level, and Kerach Gavri, which needs something higher. So that's what the Chazon Ish is. He thinks that Tosis made a mistake. He thinks that Kerach Sheni, the Gemara only says, if you picked up the Bidka, the Maya, the dam, and the water goes, it's Hasaras Hamanea, because the water pressure is pushing down anyway, but there's nowhere for the water to go. But then when you pick up the din, then the water pressure pushes. So you did Hasaras Hamanea. I removed the wall, I removed the din, and Mela, the pressure that's there, goes. So there we distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. Kerach Sheni is not called Kerach Gavri. But if it's a case where you don't need Kerach Gavri at all, it's not one of the three cases. Shchita Ritzicha on the Tilus Yadayim. Just the case that we're talking, is it Maisa Ha'odim or not? So he thinks that it is Maisa Ha'odim. Adam HaMazik, Ha'idei Kerach Sheni would be Chayiv. He says, why did Tosis say that Kerach Sheni is Potter by Adam HaMazik? And Yerideya, in the end of Simon Gimel, the Mechaber quotes a Rashba. Rebbe Kivege tells you that you look in the Torah Sabayis La Rashba, it's not so clear. It's a Sufik in the Rashba. And the Rashba says, we should go to Chumrah. So the Shulchan Aruch has like this. It's a guy sitting, and he has on his lap, he has a knife. And he's sleeping, he falls asleep, then he wakes up, he forgot all about the knife. And he gets up, so the knife, whatever it is on his lap, the knife rolls, and it makes a hezek. So the Gemara says, Odom Ud Leonim, Bein Meshagik, Bein Mezid, is Odom HaMazik, and his chayim. So the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis discusses, Shchita needs Kavana. Shchita doesn't need Kavana. But here it's Legamri after Pesasik. He didn't realize that he was doing anything at all. So maybe that's a lack of kerkaver. So he's not sure. He says the Balei HaTosfos say that it's not good, so we should shame him the devreim lahachmir. We should go to chumra. Rabbi Kivega says he go to chumra that the shechita is no good, but we wouldn't permit also the asbenoi. If you shoot a behemah, you're allowed to shecht also the asbenoi. It's only also if you do shechita on both. But if you made one an avela, then you're allowed to shecht the other one. Here it's a sfeika and a dina. Machlok is the Rashba and the Ra'o, and the Rashba himself is not so sure. He said we should follow Tosfos lechumer. He said since by shechita in ikar gavra, maybe even though it is ma'aser ha'adam, and when he gets up he's chay mitam adam ha'mazik, but maybe it's even though it's ma'aser ha'adam, maybe it's not called ikar gavra. So the Balei HaTosfos themselves, just like Ovi HaTosfos says, they know that there's room to distinguish between ikar gavra and ma'aser ha'adam. It's not that's Kar Gavra is Aramaic and Maisa Ha'odim is Hebrew. No, Kar Gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'odim. So that's what the Chazanish tainted against that Tosis. By Eim Amab is a Hamayim, the Tosis assumes that Odom Amazik, like their Kar Sheni, would be Potter. Chazanish says, why? Who says that Odom Amazik needs Kar Gavra? The concept of Kar Gavra only applies in those three rare cases, only by Netivus Adayim, Shechita, and Ritzicha. I just wanted to mention the Gemara has on the next daf in Chesamanal. His machlekes are good ben b'seir and the chachamim. If I shoot someone and the doctors say the guy's going to die, he's going to die within a couple of hours. Someone else comes and they shoot him; he's going to die within minutes. So there's a machlekes hatanai, but the second one is chaymis. The first one is not chaymis because at the end of the day he didn't die because of my shot; he died sooner because of the second one. And the second one, that's machlok. Nishkiyake kol nefesh. Kol nefesh means kol b'ru nefesh or kol nefesh. Kol nefesh. So the Gemara says, if you kill Omar Rava, 10 lines from the top of Ein Chesem Rav, akol moide mehergis a treifa is a gabar ktilo. So if you kill a treifa, you're not chayvus. If you kill a geisens b'dei shamayim, a person is holding by dying his lip, he's breathing his last breath. That's a gosis. A gosis is kachai. So if you kill a gosis, b'day shemayim, kachai misa. And lech l'kaelo, when is there machlekes? If you kill a gosis, b'day od. Mam damilei l'treifa. Rabbi Yudah ben Seri says, pachman chayim. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah ben Seri, we pass like the chachamim. So just like the hargas ha'treifa is potter, so if you kill a gosis, b'day od, you also pay. So it's unclear exactly. If you kill a treifa, you're potter because a treifa is a gabra ktiva. Kill a gosis with the other, gosis with the other is also a gabra ktiva. That's the verb. Mam dam le the treifa. Gosis with the shemaim is not a gabra ktiva, but a gosis with the other is a gabra ktiva. That's what it means. And he's saying, no, you can't be machayev two people for a tzicha. The first one shot him to death, and the doctor says he's going to die within hours. The second one shoots him to death, he's going to die within minutes. You're going to say the first guy's a ritzef, the second guy's a ritzef. You can't give the death penalty to two people for being a ritzef for one person. Till this neshama is only one person. One person died. You can't kill two. So you can't give the einish misa to either. But it's not so much because goyses b'deyodim is a gabra ktila. Just like if goyses b'deyshamayim is not a gabra ktila, maybe goyses b'deyodim is not a gabra ktila either. But it's called shnayim shahargu. Shnayim shahargu. Is not chayim. Hiku asara bevasachas. All the Tanaim agree that they're all potter. Hiku bezach hazeh. That's when you have a machlokes. So the chachamim hold afilu bezach hazeh. Achman is also potter because the shnayim shahargu. That's why. The Reb Kivega quotes this suffix. He raises this suffix in Simishin Hay. Simishin Hay has all in Yeridei has all the din of opinion of them. So there's a Gemara in the first perek in Bava Kama, a quirk of a din, really belongs in Mecharis, but it's not there. That just like if the baby dies within 30 days, so not begin a ben, so chorsha nitraf, betoch shloshem yom. If the baby develops a simen treifas, so since a treifas is a gabra ktila, so by the time it comes to yom lamed aleph in the morning when achim pidyan ben is chal, the baby's already a treifa. So there's no mitzvah together. So the Shaya is, it came up, the Arabs shot the baby that was just born. And it lingered on, it was a geisis b'diyodim, it lingered on, and it died after 2 months. but before the Yom Lamed Aleph is already a Geisus B'diyadah. Someone had already done a Maisa Ritzicha, and the baby clearly is going to die younger than normal. Let's say if I shoot someone in the leg, and then instead of dying at the age of 95, he dies at the age of 85, and the doctor says it's absolutely clear he died 10 years younger because I shot him at the age of 10. I shot him 75 years younger. That's called Ritzicha. He doesn't have to die on the spot. If he died, that's called suicide also. If a person does something to his body, it causes him to die a minute earlier than another one. That's called suicide. And that's called Pikuach Nefesh. That's called Pikuach Nefesh. Let's say a person is not healthy and he knows if he fasts on Yom Kippur, he's going to die a day earlier than otherwise. If fasting on Yom Kippur causes a person's body to become weaker, he's going to die a day earlier, then you're not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. That's called Pikuach Nefesh. It doesn't mean you're going to die today. This is a person who's going to die earlier than otherwise. So Rabbi Kevega writes this suffix. What if they shot a baby, Toch Lamed Yom, and the baby was still alive when it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, but the baby was a Geisus B'diyadah. So we pass the like that. For Chachamim begins to review the Ben Yisrael. So the Loshon HaGemara, Mar Medamele the Trefa, they're just like a Hergas, a Trefa's Potter, just like Hergas, a Trefa's Potter, because Gabri Ketila. So Geisus B'diyadah is a Gabri Ketila. So then it's a Gabri Ketila, maybe just like B'chorsha Nitrav Toch Lamed Yom, there's no Pidyon HaBen. So B'chorsha Neherat Toch Lamed Yom, and he lingers on. If someone shot him to death and he lingers on to death to Yom Lamed Aleph, should also be Potter. Or should you say, no, that's not the reason why. He's not a Gabri Ketila. Just like a Geisus B'dei Shamayim is not a Gabri Ketila, Geisus B'dei Adam is also not a Gabri Ketila. The word is that you can't be in five two people. Shnaim Shehargu, they're both Potter. So if one killed, one shot the Zahazeh, so they're both murderers, so you can't be Mechayev, both of them, so they're both off the hook. So that's what Kinege raises that song. Okay? These are very juicy topics. All of this is in our salvation. Oh yeah, on the Gemara, yeah, just in the Hemshire by the Yitushin. The first Mandama says, Rava says, why? Because Ari does a mitzicha. There's a parsha of Shai Niskel. Nei Tushin Chayev. Why? Because the Yitushin don't have Chiru Chavshif. There's no din of Shai Niskel on Yitushin. So they're like the Korachach of Europe. Rav Ashiyam, Akira Nei Tushin, Nami Potter. Why? Because Ani Asu, the Ani Asu, that's called Soif Kamalovoi. That's like Soif Kamalovoi. The Yitushin who are going to kill him, and that can be the first Yitushin. So the only time you chayv mishum koach acham yorabai, it relates back to me, is like the Nesiva said. If the koach acha takes over, immediately, koach acha is functioning while I'm doing my maisa, or it takes over immediately afterwards. But there you have a whole 1,000 Yitushin. So the first couple Yitushin are going to bite him right after I tie him up. They're not going to be the ones who are going to kill him. But the ones who are going to kill him are going to be 5 minutes later, or an hour later, when the rest of the Yitushin come. So that's Seif Chamalov. And the first Rava thought that you treat the whole army of Yitushin as if it's, even if each Yitushin separate, a whole colony of ants is treated as if it's one unit. So that's like the wind is blowing. Seif Chamalov, Seif Tzimalov, like the wind is blowing now. So if I put something on top of the rooftop and the wind is blowing and I put it, then you say, the Korach Achamurba relates back to me, that's Isha Mishem Chitzel. If the wind starts to blow later, Tyson said, that's not called Isha Mishem Chitzel. Because the Korach Achamurba wasn't there at the time that I did my Maisa. That was what the Nesiva said. So that's the Machlokes. They treat a whole army of Yitushin as one unit, but they treat each Yitushin as separate. And that's what Rav Ashi Amar, Hani Azli, Hani Asif, these are different Yitushin. And Rav thought they treat the whole army of Yitushin as one unit. And that's what's all from Rav Soloveitchik. That was the pshat by the Nochash, and that was the pshat with the Tosfos and Bava Kamma Davov. If you can declare that the Behemoth did the Ritzicha, so you can't say it's my Korach HaChemurba, can't call me the Ritzich, the Behemoth did the Ritzicha. But if the Yitushin, they don't have Chiru Chavshin, so they're not the Ritzich. So they're my kli, they're my weapon, that's my Korach HaChemurba. Very good.
Still seems to, I don't know how, like, collaborate between the eight or something.